Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hi everyone, it's us, Amanda and Rana.
Welcome to our podcast. In our podcast, we will talk about Disney dark theories.
Although Disney has been entertaining us with family-friendly cartoons since 1937, it turns out that Disney has some dark stories behind the fun and harmony of the stories.
After listening to our podcast, these theories will might ruin your childhood.
So, here are some dark Disney theories that will forever change your favorite movies.
The first one is Walt Disney wasn't actually dead. A conspiracy about his death circulated on the internet. People believe that Walt Disney was frozen in his death so that it could be revived in the future. Frozen is also believed to be Disney's attempt to bury the conspiracy. Where before Frozen was released, the conspiracy broke through search data on the internet. And if you search for this Frozen, what's coming out is about a movie, not about Walt Disney's Frozen issue.
The next one, we have Peter Pan is the Angel of Death. How many times have you watched Peter Pan as a child? It may seem like an innocent movie, but it's actually a pretty dark story. There's a theory that Peter Pan is actually the Angels of Death, who appears to kids to safely guide them to the Neverland, as known as Heaven. When you look at the original story, that Peter Pan is based off on Peter and Wendy by J.M. Barrie in the book. It clearly states that Mrs. Darling heard stories that when children died, Peter went a part of the way with them. Also, the author's brother died when he was just 13. So, in his mother's eyes, he never grew up. This is said to be the inspiration for his story.
Next, why are so many Disney characters without mothers? Walt Disney is believed to have killed his own mother. In 1940, he bought a house for his parents. At that time, his house was on fire and Walt Disney couldn't save his mother. So that he always felt guilty and felt he was the one who killed his mother. Because Walt was so guilty, the Disney movie character didn't have a mother.
The next theory we have, Boo is the witch in Brave. The witch from Brave magically disappears when she goes through doorways, something the scares from Monster Inc. can do too. Is it possible Boo learned a trick from or two from her bestie Sully? Of course, Brave takes place hundreds of years before Monster Inc. But if Boo can teleport through doors, it would make sense that she can also move through time a bit. Before you dismiss this theory, check out the carvings in the witch workshop. There's a carving of Sully in there, even though he won't exist for a few more centuries.
Next story, does Disney predict the COVID-19 outbreak? As we know, this Rapunzel movie tells the story of a daughter who is locked up for years at home by her mother. It's a pretty similar situation to where we are. right now, having to stay at home and quarantine. And the surprising thing is that Rapunzel's tower, where he is in quarantine in a village called Corona Village. Corona is an island kingdom and the birthplace of Rapunzel in Disney 2010 animated feature film. Tangled, after a significant period of isolation, it is also where Rapunzel meets her future prince. John Wensley said 20th of March 2020.
And the next one we have Captain Hook murdered Ariel's mom. Disney is no strangers to Easter eggs, and this one seems to be more than 30 years in the making. The mermaids in Peter Pan may not be super memorable, but there is one mermaid that sticks out more than the rest. A young redhead who bears a striking resemblance to another famous Disney mermaid. While we never meet Ariel's mother in The Little Mermaid, in Ariel's beginning we learn that her name is Athena. And the mermaid in Peter Pan is never named, meaning her name could be easily Athena. Is it also revealed that Athena was killed by pirates? and the mermaid in Peter Pan have a less than cordial relationship with Captain Hook and his pirates. Could be that Captain Hook killed Ariel's mom?
Next theory, Carl's actually dead. There is an emotional theory that Carl is dead all along and his trip to paradise falls. From the Up movie, as we know, it tells another named Carl who is on an adventure with his balloon house with a young child. There's a circulating theory, he believes that Carl actually died at the beginning of the film when he is asleep. So the storyline in this film is a picture of Carl's story towards paradise falls. And the little boy the little boy is his guardian angel who accompanies and leads Carl to the false paradise.
The next one, we have Snow White Prince Charming is taking Snow White to the heaven. The prince is reunited with her after she eats the poison apple. She's literally in a coffin at that time. The two kiss and they ride away together on his white horse. The kiss of death is a way people knew someone had passed before they knew about taking pulses. And then they say goodbye to the dwarf by kissing them on the head, as the dwarf can't follow them into the afterlife. The castle they arrive at looks very much like heaven.
Prince are jerks. Aladdin uses a sneaky way with the help of a genie to get the woman he wants. He is lying to the girl he supposedly loves, and it's about being way richer than you actually are, which is a totally red flag. The second one is the Beast is so grumpy, toxic, and temperament. He kidnaps Belle from his father, even though Belle is a stranger to him.
The last but not least, Mickey Mouse tried to commit suicide. The story revolves around Minnie leaving Mickey Mouse for another rodent, could be a mouse or a rat, named Mr. Slicker. Mickey is despondent and then attempts to take his life through various methods, each time failing. Eventually, he decides that life is worth living, but it is very pretty wild ride.
And that's the last Disney dark theory that we discussed in this podcast. Is it enough to ruin your childhood?
Which theories that ruined the most? It is a pleasure to make you a lovely podcast. Thank you for your kind attention.
Assalamualaikum. Bye everyone.